warts, and ways to remove them. 6 months ago, I noticed I had a small, round, raised spot on the pad of my right index finger. It was hard, flat, and instead of being flesh-colored, it was a pale gray. It wasn't a blister, it didn't itch or burn, but it was like a very, very small callus. A month later, it was still there. 2 months later, it was still there. It stayed just like it was, a small, round, raised, flat, light, flesh to gray spot on the pad of my finger. Could it be a wart? When I showed it to my doctor the following week at a checkup, he confirmed my suspicion. That spot on my index finger was a wart. I'm not alone. After acne, warts are the most common and annoying skin condition that people want to get rid of. Warts are a viral infection of the outer layer of your skin called your epidermis. They are caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV for short. The infected skin grows into a thickened mass that juts out from the healthy skin that surrounds it. Warts are more often found on the hands and feet, and children are more likely to be affected by warts than adults. Most warts are relatively flat, but some grow out with a bushy, cauliflower-like appearance. They can also be different colors, like light gray, yellow, brown, even gray-black. Although annoying and unsightly, most warts are harmless unless they appear in a conspicuous place like on your face or grow on a weight-bearing surface like the bottom of your foot. If a wart creates pressure or pain when you walk on it, it should be removed. So, how do you remove a wart? Most wart removal treatments work by damaging or destroying the infected skin. This triggers your immune system to react, attacking the virus in the afflicted area and helping to eliminate it. If you leave them alone, nearly half of all warts will eventually go away by themselves. This can take up to 2 years for children and 2 to 5 years for adults. Outside of a doctor's office, most wart treatments involve applying a topical product to the wart for several weeks, up to 3 months. For many people, this will work well, but some warts may just refuse to go away. Going to the doctor gives you the option of freezing the wart or applying a chemical that's more concentrated than those available without a prescription. These options are more expensive and sometimes can leave scars. One common approach is to chemically peel the skin over time with a liquid or a gel containing salicylic acid or other caustic chemical. There are also wart remover products that cause a freezing effect. Most Compound W wart removal formulations contain salicylic acid as either a concentrated liquid or as a patch. Here are 7 tips to help you treat warts effectively. Number 1, remove the top layer first. To enhance the penetration of whatever remedy you're going to use, always soak the wart in warm water for at least 5 to 10 minutes. Then, remove the upper layers of the hardened skin of the wart with sandpaper or an emery board. Number 2, never reuse an emery board or a sandpaper that you've used on a wart. It's now contaminated with the HPV virus that you just scraped off, and if you reuse the emery board, it could infect another part of your body with HPV and give you a wart in a different place. I prefer to use sandpaper instead of an emery board because then I can just easily discard it after using. Number 3, protect the skin around your wart. The medication that goes on the wart goes only on the wart, not the healthy skin around it. Avoid using abrasives like sandpaper or emery boards on the normal skin around your wart because injuring nearby healthy skin actually can make it easier for a wart to spread. Number 4, give it time. It takes weeks to respond to wart removal treatments, and up to 3 months for warts to completely go away, even when successfully treated. And no treatment works on everyone. If you don't notice any improvement after 2 months, try something else. Number 5, try salicylic acid first. Concentrated salicylic acid has the best overall track record for removing warts. I suggest that you use the highly concentrated salicylic acid gel to the affected area, then cover it with a bandage or even a piece of duct tape. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.